What's the matter? I know all about what happened. I know all about what she did and what you did. Why don't you come into your bedroom? I've been waiting for you. Hello, my human, my dear, sweet, darling little human. What? Are you surprised? Surprised that, for once, I'm not greeting you with a mouthful of flames and fury. In all honesty, I myself was quite surprised at what transpired today. I thought your will would break again. And you wouldn't tell that cute little friend of yours to mind her business. She's a persistent one, isn't she? Even after you told her you weren't interested, she still decided to show up. At your place of work, no less, to talk to you. I was certain that she would retreat again, or worse, confess to your friend about everything that's been happening. But you... You brave trooper, you decided to act out of character and do the smart thing. You told her off and told her to drop it and leave you alone. Do you realize what this means? It means you're finally realizing your place as my dear, dear little human thrall. This really is a momentous occasion, and I don't know about you. But I think it's deserving of a reward. So, why don't you climb onto this bed, snuggle up beside me, and let me reward you. There we go. Isn't this just lovely? Don't you enjoy getting to rest your head on Mistress's chest while she runs her claws through your hair and soothes you? Judging by the look on your face, I'd say you're having a wonderful time. We could have been doing this from near the beginning, little one. If you had only behaved yourself from day one. If you hadn't brought that nasty cross into the picture. And if you had told off your friend the moment she confessed her feelings for you. No. You had to make things difficult. But no matter, we're here now, our bodies intertwined in a loving embrace, and that's all that matters. Though there is still the matter of your friend to deal with. She didn't take the hint the first time. Who's to say she understands now? What's stopping her from barging into your work tomorrow or the next day or the next day? Of course I trust you, baby. You've proven that I can trust you now. It's her that I can't trust. And I'm not just going to stand by if she starts to harass my dear precious darling. I suppose all I can do is just hope that you're right and that she won't meddle with your heart any further. But if she does, well, well, we'll talk about that when the time comes. Now, since you've been such a good human for me, I'm going to get to feeding. And since you're nice and calm, coiled up in my arms, I think you'll find that you'll enjoy it much more than if you were being pinned down and straddled against your will. I'm going to go nice and slow for you, so you can really enjoy it. That wasn't like the other times, was it, my dear? All the other times I've been taking you by force, but this time, it was much more consensual. The wrong way. We succubi are so accustomed to taking what we want by force, but what we just shared together was unlike anything else I have ever experienced. And to see you now, gazing at me with such longing and admiration and love, even. To see you like this is stirring something inside of me that I am not entirely accustomed to say the least. It feels warm, like a warmth in my chest, not a warmth like hellfire. A warmth like something else. A warmth like this embrace that we find ourselves in. It's strange. We succubi are raised in hellfire, but I don't think I've ever felt truly warm until now. I don't think I've ever felt a human caress my face before. If it's all right with you, I think I'd like to stay here just for a little while longer, just so I can hold you. How does that sound? Payment. I think your embrace will do just fine for payment. For now, how does that sound? Good. I'm glad. Good night, my human. Sweet.